This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca.
We severely degraded al-Qaeda in Afghanistan. We never gave up the hunt for Osama bin Laden, and we got him. That was
the president, a defiant U.S. President Joe Biden, addressed the world yesterday amid intense skepticism about his decision to withdraw from Afghanistan and the U.S. operation in the waning days of its U.S.-supported existence.
It was a decade ago. Our mission in Afghanistan was never supposed to have been nation building. It was never supposed to be creating a unified, centralized democracy. Our only vital national interest in Afghanistan remains today what it has always been, preventing a terrorist attack on America's homeland. I've argued for many years that our mission should be narrowly focused on counterterrorism, not counterinsurgency or nation building.
The president is calling the violent chaos at Kabul's airport gut-wrenching, but he's standing by America's withdrawal from Afghanistan. Mr. Biden spoke from the White House on Monday in his first in-person remarks since the Taliban over the weekend rolled over an Afghan military and government that American forces had spent two decades building. Despite it all, Biden said he stands squarely behind his decision to end the United States' longest war. He faulted leaders of the Afghan government and military for its swift collapse. Shabaya Mantu is a spokeswoman for UN High Commissioner for Refugees.
Since the beginning of the year, more than 550,000 Afghans have been internally displaced as a result of conflict and insecurity. While civilians have so far fled only sporadically in fewer numbers to countries neighboring Afghanistan,